ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Fiji's record on how it deals with violence against women, as well as people's freedom of expression in the country, and also climate change and other issues, was laid out for the whole world to see just a few hours ago when they took to the floor at the UN Human Rights Council. As we heard on the program yesterday, Fiji's had its third review of its human rights record, where other UN member states get a chance to suggest where they might be able to improve, and the nation in question, in this case Fiji, gets a chance to put forward its case. For more on this, I'm joined by Pacific Beat reporter Nick Fogarty, who's been keeping an eye on it. Nick, tell us how this meeting played out.
Well, Fiji's delegation, led by the country's Chief Justice Kamal Kumar, went to Geneva to present its report in front of the UN and 97 of its member states. It was a long meeting, more than 3 hours, and it might just seem like a whole lot of talking, but at the end of the day, its purpose is for all the nations of the world to get in a room together with their eyes on Fiji, or whichever nation is in the hot seat, and for Fiji to say, we've done X, Y, and Z to improve in this area of universal human rights, but we think we could do better in this area. And then every other nation gets a couple of minutes to suggest from their observations which areas they think Fiji could do better in. Three countries are chosen to report on the findings of the review, which they'll present in a few days. And then everyone goes away with a much better idea of that country's human rights situation. And the country ideally feels that global pressure to improve.
All right. So what were some of the issues that were highlighted for Fiji or by Fiji and other countries there?
So Fiji had a number of speakers, including their permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Ambassador Nazat Shamim Khan. Now, Ms. Khan spoke about how since their last UN review in 2014, Fiji's ratified all 9 core human rights treaties and conventions. They've abolished the death penalty, they've included human rights in their climate change policies, and they're tackling what she says is one of Fiji's greatest challenges, which is to reduce sexual and gender-based violence in Fiji by rooting out patriarchal attitudes towards women and girls. Those were the key points made by Fiji.
So points she obviously wanted to talk up as positive changes. But one of the recent developments that we've seen in Fiji that has caused a bit of concern for human rights watchers there has been the introduction of what's called the Online Safety Act. Now, the government says it's designed to stop harassment on social media. But what did Fiji's delegation have to say about it?
Well, they certainly did raise it. And as you say, the new legislation has been picked apart a bit by some observers who say that it could lead to the censorship of free speech. For instance, it was reported that the Pacific Freedom Forum said it would muzzle rather than protect Fiji's citizens. Here's what Fiji's permanent representative to the UN, Nazat Shamim Khan, had to say about the intersection of media freedom and online safety.
Section 17 of the Constitution declares that freedom of expression is a right in Fiji, but it specifically deals with protection of media freedom. And because the way in which the Constitution is interpreted must be interpreted in line with international law and practices, very important that freedom of expression will also be so interpreted by the courts. We have, however, had, in relation to the social media, disturbing incidents where people have been specifically targeted because of their gender, because of their race, because of their religion. And in response to the concern about increasing numbers of incitement and of harassment and bullying, as far as social media posts are concerned, government has passed the Online Safety Act, which is intended to protect citizens from exploitation, harassment and violence online.
That's Nazat Shamim Khan, who's Fiji's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, and just one of the aspects of the country's human rights record that was discussed. And one of the recommendations made by the United States at this meeting was actually that Fiji make sure it safeguards free expression by ensuring that criminal legislation is not misused to suppress the media, civil society, and opposition politicians' criticism of the government. Just briefly, some of the other comments made to Fiji by other nations. Australia recommended that Fiji continue its efforts to address violence against women and children, and China recommended that they continue to promote sustainable economic and social development. So as I mentioned, in a few days, the full report into Fiji's review will be released, and then we'll have a better idea of the opinions of the UN's member states into what they actually think of Fiji's human rights record over the last 5 years.